Hey, it's John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We've got a great show ahead of us. Michael Mitzwinski is on with us, and he is a part of the Mitz band that's going to be playing at the Love of Recovery Music Festival. That's going to be coming up here pretty shortly. It's September the 9th, and it's from 12 to 5 p.m. The venue is Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And this is going to be a huge event to be able to, and it's free. Everybody's welcome. It's to be able to, you know, carry a message of hope through music, but most importantly, have, you know, people come out and see that recovery does work. Most importantly, that it shines through music, and you get to hang out and have some fun, fellowship, and music. Mike, how you doing today? Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking the time to be a part of the show today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
That's a beautiful thing. So give us a little background on the whole music aspect, where you came into music. How old were you?
Sure. So my parents met in music school and had me shortly thereafter, and I was born into a family of real rich music. A lot of family members on both sides are either artists or musicians, and it just looked real attractive to me from as long as I can remember. My dad is a phenomenal guitar player. He had a guitar in my hand before I could talk, and I started sitting in with my family's some of their bands and things like that when I was really young, probably like 8-9 years old, and got my first band going when I was 15 and did some recording, and over the last 15 years, yeah, it's just been kind of a whirlwind in many ways. Some bad, more good, but just been lucky to do what I do. It's my primary, way of living, and I write songs and record music and play shows, and things have been pretty awesome.
You have a song called Dope Sick Blues. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, I wrote that song. So in my early 20s, I obviously this is a sort of recovery-oriented interview, so I don't have to worry about, talking about this stuff. But yeah, in my early 20s, I basically bounced in and out of rehab centers for years. I was in 10 different rehabs, and after one of those rehabs, I would often get out and find myself, using again in a very short period of time. And it was one of those real, real bottoms that I wrote that song in, because I didn't have a place to live. And my mother was selling our childhood home, and I was actually sort of sneaking in there, sort of breaking in at night to sleep there because no one was living there and I had nowhere else to go. And I remember they moved all the furniture and everything out of the house, and I had just gotten out of rehab like a week or two prior, and I was already using and getting sick again. And the only thing that was in the house was this roll of carpet sitting in the living room. And I just sort of sat down, grabbed the guitar on the roll of carpet and just started writing that song. Now, the key point of it is I didn't finish it until I got sober. So, but that's sort of the condensed version of how that song came to be.
Yeah, it's a cool thing because you're, again, singer-songwriter, you're a great guitarist, and you started the Mitz Band. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Mitz Band and what you're planning on doing at the Love of Recovery Music Festival?
Sure. Well, my last name is Mitzwinski, and it was always hard for people to pronounce it, and the papers would always get it wrong, so I just sort of made the band called Miz, M-I-Z, just kind of after my last name or whatever, and I'm currently working on my third studio album, so I'm hoping to have a nice mix of new tunes, kind of mix of old tunes and new tunes to do off the album. And I recently put a really great band together. We played a few nights ago. They've actually been playing with two drummers now, which has just been fantastic. Played our first gig week or two ago, and there's just the energy was explosive to have two drummers playing. And it's a mix of, we call it Americana rock, but there's all sorts of elements in there, folk, blues, jazz. It gets all over the place,
So a lot of originals. We are going to be looking at a lot of different originals that you've written yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have four albums worth of tunes. And yeah, I was lucky enough too to get a few of those tunes on the television show Sons of Anarchy. I'm sure a lot of people know. Actually, Dope Sick Blues was one of those tunes.
And you've opened up for America, the Wallflowers, Derek Truck Band. I mean, it goes on and on. Blues Travelers. What was it like for you to be able to do that and be in recovery?
I'll tell you what, it's a really neat thing because I never would have gotten any of those opportunities had I not gotten sober. And the great thing about it is I did crash and burn so hard for so long that when I got sober, I obviously, surrounded myself with positive people, but all the regular people, just regular people in the world, non-addicts, people you run into in the music business, people were so respective of the fact that I was clean. No one was offering me drugs or anything. People knew better. And if someone did, the people around me sort of just shunned them away, peacefully. And it was a really neat thing because the first band I ever went on tour with, and I didn't know this until I got in the van, but the bass player who had played in the European fusion band Gong, his name was Hansford Rowe, he was 23 years sober. And my first experience with being on the road, I got to share that experience with someone who was 23 years sober, and we helped each other, and we toured for 2 years, and it was amazing. And it's just really amazing. When you do the right thing, it's almost like, the universe just has your back, And I know a lot of people think that playing music is a tricky situation, and it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of drugs around. But, I found the same thing to be true if I'm a carpenter or a roofer or any type of job you work. There's no way of getting away from it, And it was really neat for me to be able to surround myself with positive people. And not to be too long-winded, but some of those gigs you talked about, especially opening for Derek Trucks, that was one of the coolest moments of my life because he's one of my favorite guitar players. And halfway through our set, I looked over and he was just sort of sitting behind the monitor board, nodding his head, giving me that little smile, yeah, it sounds great. And even America, I've always loved America, and they didn't tell me, but we opened the show for them, and I was out in the crowd sort of listening, and they just called me up. They're like, all right, we're gonna get Miz up here now. They didn't tell me they were doing it or anything, and I just sort of jumped up out of my seat and ran up on stage and got to play Horse with No Name with them, which is obviously a well-known song. It's just sort of surreal moments like that where you really realize, wow, man, I'm really lucky to be doing this right now, and I'm really grateful for my sobriety,
So. That's great stuff. I'm really, really happy that, you are, somebody that carries a message of hope, and you're out there, and you're a face of recovery, man. That's a good thing. And the music aspect of it and the music that you write, I'm really, glad that you're on the show today, but most importantly, blessed to have you a part of Rockers and Recovery Music Fest coming up September 9th in Wilkes-Barre. And we look forward to, having you back on the show and talking about more stuff. But recovery is the base, and music is how we transport that message of hope. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's my honor. I'm really looking forward to playing, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah, man, you too. Hey, listen, where can they find you, find your information?
Sure, it's really easy. Just if you Google or whatever, it's just MikeMizMusic.com. Miz is M-I-Z. And, you'll find me on all the social media and the Facebooks and Instagrams and all that stuff. And one other place, I have all my albums up on Bandcamp for streaming. So if anyone wants to check out, the albums and listen to the tunes, they're all available. You could listen to every song. And that's bandcamp.com/MizMusic.
Love it, man. We appreciate you being on the show. And most importantly, if you're listening today, you know that recovery is possible. And Miz is definitely somebody that's carrying that message. Again, thank you for being on the show. We look forward to seeing you September. And anything else in closing that you would like to say?
No, just looking forward to the fest and, just a message of hope for everybody out there to just, keep on keeping on, never lose hope, and, recovery is always, always possible. So I just, I really appreciate you talking to me today, and it's been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to talk to somebody like yourself, Mike. Keep up the good work, and thank you for all the blessings that you put out there music wise. Have a great day.
Thanks. No problem.
All right, guys. There you go. We have some really cool things that are happening with Rockers in Recovery. You can go to rockersinrecovery.com. Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery education. We do it through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to this clean and sober community. And we are going to listen to two songs. One of the songs is Dope Sick Blues, and the other one is October Skies, both by Miz. And, one of the things that Mike brings to the table is a really, really unique way of writing. So check out Dope Sick Blues, rockersinrecovery.com.
It's 5 a.m. and the sun will be rising soon. There ain't a damn thing I can do. It's cold outside and I feel like I'm ready for the spring. Or just to hear the morning sing. All drenched in sweat, just trying to get used to living endlessly in debt. I spent the last few years just digging my own grave, yeah, and suffering like a slave, and suffering like a. We'll be right back. here I am still running on, all back to you. Well, I'm so tired of having these adult sick moves. How do I untie this noose? How do I untie it? Oh, baby, won't you take me down? Nice and easy.
Piles of leaves and
on back to you, baby. I keep crawling back to you, baby, every time. Now the autumn comes so subtle, like the roses in the spring. And you wake one day and realize, man, it's such a beautiful thing. So keep on shooting for the stars, son, or you'll end up in the mines and you'll never see the daylight.